Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I was returning a request to call back from customer support.
Yes, from Best Health.
I work for a third-party call center, ma'am, so I service customer support for about 200 different online vendors. Had you called in reference to a billing?
Yes, I did, and I wanted to make sure that I got the right party. I got two bills or two payments. Now let me start over again. I have a thing here on my charge card that was presented by Best Health Success Trend for $59.89. One on April the 6th and another one on May the 6th. And I don't know who that is.
Okay. I'm happy to search here for you. Let me see what I can find out. Could I ask your name and your zip code that I could search under?
Yes, my name is Suzanne. It's spelled Susanne McVay, MCVAY. And what else do you need?
Oh, your zip code, please.
19464.
All right, I believe I found some matching information for you, Ms. McVeigh. Just to be certain, could I ask for a matching street address?
Yes, it's 50 Hillside Drive, apartment A4, Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
All right, I appreciate you sharing that. So this has went back to an entry completed back in April, looks like on the 7th. It's pulled up an online survey completed, which led to a sweepstakes enrollment on a mixer. There's also been a chance to enter and win the mixer, leading to a monthly subscription on our Bitehub meal planning application. It provides the enrollment into the monthly contest, and it sent via email for download. It's supposed to share recipe guides, cutting out sugar and carb cravings.
Well, I remember filling out a survey for a mixer, but I had to pay for delivery or something like that. So I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, the sweepstakes terms explain, since it's like, see these, this enrollment, every month enrolled, you have a chance, your name's put into the drawing completed, along with all other customers. What we can do, is apply a discount where it's $20 a month to continue instead.
I have no idea what it is. And I mean, you're trying to explain it to me, but I never gave an okay for to join that. And I did the survey, but
Right.
it said that I had won a mixer, and I'm still waiting for the mixer, but I never
Well,
got the mixer.
no. But it's okay, I can explain this. So per how you answered the customer support survey questions, that's where it came along and said you had now been presented with the sweepstakes on the mixer. Not everybody who completes that customer support survey is presented with the sweepstakes offer on the mixer. But they decided per your responses to the questions that you could enroll into the sweepstakes. Again, it's a monthly contest from all those enrolled. If that would have been provided in the terms, this was emailed out to you, as
Well,
far as the application goes.
unfortunately, that was pretty sneaky of them to do it that way, because I had no idea, and they must have had that printing in there somewhere where I couldn't see it. So I have no interest in being anything every month, and I would appreciate if you would give me a credit for those two $59.89 charges that I had for April and May.
I definitely understand. Now, as far as the billings go, what we can do as a courtesy to help out with May's billing, because our system, it goes by how much time has elapsed since the enrollment occurred or the billing. So for May, what we can do at this time, it's going to refund 75% And that's going to settle back into that MasterCard within about 3 to 5 business days.
And what about the one that they just charged me in May for $59.89? You know, I had this happen to me once before, and I went to a lawyer. We wound up going to court, and I don't want to have to do that again. But this was definitely a scam of some sort, and I know you're the one giving me the information, and I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad at these people for even doing something like this.
I understand. Trust me, I do. Here's what I can do. I can work out as a one-time courtesy a full refund for the most recent billing.
Why can't you do it for both of them? They were both a scam.
Well, I don't have any problem to reach out to my floor supervisor. I'll explain a little bit about your situation and see what we can do to help out with the April charge as well. Because I've already put through the one for May.
I would appreciate that talking to them, because it costs me a boodle when I go to a lawyer, but I usually win. And I don't want to pay $300 or $400 to get and drag your company through the courts. But that's what I usually have to do when this happens. So,
well, that sounds frustrating in itself. Don't want to cause any additional headache there. I just got a response back as well. We can go ahead as a courtesy and force through a full refund for April. I'm just getting that worked on for you as well. Again, you'll see both refunds reflect back within 3 to 5 business days. Both amounts would be the $59.89. And here in just a moment, I'm going to provide a confirmation number on this as well.
Okay, I'm going to write it down, so don't go too fast.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, just one moment longer. I'm still working on that last one.
Okay. You're a very nice lady.
Thank you. It's no problem. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. So, yes, ma'am, your confirmation number on all this will be C as in Charlie, 9207-04620.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. C as in Cat, 9207-04620.
That's right.
Okay. And when did you say I would be given credit for this?
I've submitted both refunds for you. They should settle within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.